Hey, what if there were 10 questions I could share with you that can make you rich? Well, you know what? There are. Hey, guys, it's Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Hey, guys, welcome to another episode here on the podcast. I've got the laptop camera on so I can share it with all my lovely esteemed colleagues in the YouTube Prosperity TV channel. And I need your likes and comments down below, your thoughts, your questions, your criticisms. All right, so I set this up as 10 questions that can make you rich. But there's a catch. Of course there's a catch. Here's the catch. And why is there a catch? Because success requires work. There's no magic bullet. There's no, hey, I watched The Secret 11 times now. How come my Ferrari hasn't pulled up in the driveway? It does require work. And in this case, the work is critical thinking. The work is introspection. Because what I've created are 10 thought-provoking, introspective questions about self-awareness, questions about your role in the universe, the environment around you, and how you may need to change, evolve, or transform yourself to manifest more prosperity into your life. So that's the catch, but all I can tell you is the catch is well worth it. If you will, and by the way, this is one of those shows, you know, you could, and it's going to be, I don't think it's a long show. We're probably out of here in 10 or 15 minutes. And it's the kind of show you could zip through in 10 or 15 minutes while you're walking the dog and say, oh, that was cute. That was nice. You know, and forget about it. Or it's the kind of show you could go back home, go back to wherever and write out these questions, print out these questions, and spend a couple of months really pondering them. And each one that you make that investment into that thinking time, I think has that the potential for extraordinary return on investment time-wise toward manifesting a prosperous life. So let's jump into them. Number one, what is the problem that other people have that I know how to solve or otherwise add value? This is such a liberating question. At no matter what stage of your prosperity that you're at right now, right? If you're just so broke right now and you're struggling for money for groceries, that question could be as simple as, hey, I know my brother-in-law is really pressed for time. And if I offered to be his personal concierge and walk his dog or take his car for the car wash once a week or mow his lawn or whatever, that would solve problems for him or add value. And he might give me X amount of money for that. Or my sister-in-law may give me X amount of money for this. Or it can be at the level of, and what could I show Ford Motor Company about how they're making the tailgate on their truck that could save them $100 a unit, and they would gladly pay me $20 million for that information. And everywhere in between, very simple, but very profound question. What problem do other people have that I could solve or otherwise add value? Number two, you may not like this one. I didn't like it when I asked it of myself. The question is there a particular character trait or attitude I have that makes people resent me? I mean, do I really have to explain this one, right? You know where we're going with this. I could sometimes be in situations where I could really solve problems and add value, but I had such an arrogant attitude that nobody could receive the information. And I didn't have that attitude to be mean. I had that attitude because I was so insecure and my self-esteem was so low. So I thought that the way to be successful or to hide that or to overcome that was to put other people down. And hopefully you don't have issues as bad as I did, but do you have some particular behavior you do, some character trait that just makes people resent you? Do you have a character trait that makes you hard to work with? And that might be preventing you from manifesting more prosperity. Number three, what skills do I have to learn to reach my next level of income? Guys, this is so liberating if you really take this question to heart, because there's a reason why you make $60,000 instead of $85,000. There's a reason you make $12,000 instead of $21,000. There's a reason you make $2 million instead of $10 million. Right? There's what skills. So instead of saying, oh, my boss is cheap, or the economy's in recession, or the government's doing this wrong, or my ex-spouse is doing this, or I'm a victim of that. If you just focused on this simple question, what skill sets do I need to develop to reach my next level of income? Number four, hugely introspective one. What is the disconnect between what I deserve and what I believe I deserve? If you follow my work for a long time, you know, I believe that you don't get the prosperity you deserve. You get the prosperity you believe you deserve. Because if you may be doing the kind of work that somebody normally earns $400,000 a year for, and you're only earning $300,000 a year for that work. Why? Because you don't believe you're worth $400,000, because you have some kind of limiting beliefs, because you don't want to earn more than your parents, because you think rich people are evil, because you think you're a sorry sinner paying penance for a past life, or you were reincarnated here and you're not meant to be prosperous in this, or you have some kind of limiting belief that leads you to believe that you don't deserve a higher level of prosperity. And so you are manifesting that lower level. And in many cases, you're actually self-sabotaging yourself that prevents that. So it's really worth some time to look at that, because there's so much negative programming. And we talked about this in literally 300 different episodes of this podcast, of the negative beliefs you can get from organized religion, from government, from the education system, and from what I call the data sphere of social media, the regular media, the friends and family around you, the mind viruses that are circulating in the world. And there's so many millions of mind viruses centered up on these premises that money is bad and rich people are evil and you have to sell your soul to be successful and you got to whore yourself out to make money, or you have to be a bad parent to be successful, or if you run a company, the only way to become successful is exploiting people or plundering the environment. There's literally millions of those mind viruses, and they create a belief on what you feel you deserve. What is the level of prosperity you think you deserve? Number five, I wrote, which areas of my life require an upgrade to my circle of five? And don't slough this one off. Okay, this is based on a very famous quote from Jim Rohn, where he said, your income will be the average in the income of the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And in my work, I've taken that even further. And I believe it holds true in all areas of your life of prosperity. Like your health would be the median health of the five people you hang around with most. Your marriage or your relationship will be the median of the five other couples you guys hang around with. So it goes in all aspects of your life. So the question is, okay, which areas of my life do I need to really look at? Who are the five people or couples that I spend the most time with? Who are the five people I allow to speak into my life? And where do I need to maybe mindfully upgrade those? And a couple of really good episodes of the podcast on how to deal with difficult people or how to protect yourself against negative people. So you can search through the shows and look for those. The sixth question is, who do I have to / get to? Have to / get to. That is the crux of this question. Who do I have to get to become to live the dream prosperous life I envision for myself? Meaning, okay, you have this dream of starting up a tech company and becoming a billionaire. Okay, who do you have to become to make that possible? You have a dream of starting a nonprofit and providing schools in all across the African continent where children aren't getting education. Great. Who do you have to become to be able to do that? And of course, if we're really thinking about this with prosperity consciousness, we would absolutely change that question to who do I get to become in order to do that? Numero siete. Why? Okay. Why would the force which created me give me a desire without also giving me the corresponding ability to manifest that desire? See, I believe that if you read my Radical Rebirth book, you know, I talk about divine discontent. This is something I first learned studying Gandhi and then Reverend Eric Butterworth. This idea that you can be grateful for that which you have, but you can also desire to do, have, and become more. Excuse me. And that's where the breakthroughs give. You know, that's where the breakthroughs come through. Because I believe you're meant to become more. And that we were born to be healthy, happy, and prosperous. So if you believe in whatever supernatural force, or just believe in universe, you know, in divine order or universal order, the question would be, why would this benevolent God or being or entity or force that created you give you the ability to desire something without that corresponding ability to actually make it occur? Number eight's kind of intriguing. What part of my life is non-negotiable? Might throw you for a loop, this one, on the surface. But like, what's non-negotiable? For me, if I look at, okay, how did I grow my self-esteem? How did I develop my self-awareness? How did I evolve my consciousness? Is one of the things is I decided that there are boundaries that I will set that I don't allow people to violate. I don't allow people to run rackets on me, emotional rackets. I don't allow people to draw me into their victimhood. I don't allow them to disrespect me. I don't allow them to involve me in choices that are dangerous for my mental or my spiritual health. So, I won't allow people to be abusive to me. And I'll end those relationships instantly. Doesn't matter who they are, how long they've evolved. If I find, hey, this is a relationship that's abusive to me, it's dangerous to myself, my mental health, or even your physical health. That's non-negotiable. Integrity is non-negotiable to me. You know how many crazy, I've been very successful in direct selling. So as a result, I built this body of work there. I built this reputation and I get offered deals like you can't believe. And I look at, crazy Ponzi scheme stuff, just money game stuff. Now we have these MLM crypto scams and the deals that I get offered, right? But and huge amounts of money, but that's non-negotiable to me. And because of that, because of the way I have protected my reputation by the way I acted, it brings me much more lucrative prosperity opportunities. And the same way in the other areas, right? Because I'm not willing to be in dysfunctional relationships, it creates a vacuum and it opens up the opportunity for me to be in loving, empowering relationships. All right, number nine. Oh, this one's tough for some of you. Am I making the healthy choices that allow my body to deliver my dreams and aspirations? I had a real problem with this in the early years, right? I was a teenage alcoholic, teenage drug addict. I left the house when I was 15 years old. So my entire diet was cake and cookies and soda and cigarettes and coffee and pizza and junk food and no exercise. And, so I had serious health challenges that almost bankrupted me, literally almost bankrupted me. And then I really understood about this and made really healthy choices and did and allowed my body to keep up with my mind, allowed me to follow through in the things I wanted to do to become successful. I'm older now. You know what? It's harder. I ran into serious health challenges the last couple of years because I had a condition that was completely undiagnosed and just got worse and worse and worse. And I had no idea how to figure it out. And that hurt my prosperity. It hurt my health. It hurt my happiness. It hurt my wealth, right? I just learned, man, I've got to be extra vigilant on the choices I make in what I eat, what I drink, how I exercise. Am I getting enough sleep? Am I giving myself meditation, quiet reflection time? Am I surrounding myself with positive people, making those healthy choices? And this will be a big one for anybody who's listening or watching right now. Okay, number 10, here's my favorite. Who are the two or three people in my life who call me to become the highest possible version of myself? Really spend some time on this question, right? We all have some people in our lives who are positive. We have some people in our lives who are kind of neutral, don't really move the dial either way. And then we have some people in our lives that call us, that challenge us to become the highest possible version of ourselves. And you don't have to know them, right? I do these podcasts and write my books and do my coaching program and my seminars with the hope that I can be one of those people for others, right? Because I was blessed to have people like that in my life. But so you don't have to know them in person. They may be an author. They may be a podcaster. They may be a YouTuber, a seminar leader. It may be a teacher, a counselor, a coach, a mentor, a spouse, a family member. But really, look at that and kind of take an inventory and say, who are the two or three people in my universe that really call me to become? Because unfortunately, here's the nature of human nature. We often surround ourselves with people who give us permission to stay the way we are. And that is such a tragedy. You got to surround yourself with people who challenge you to be a higher version of yourself. And that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm attempting to do with this podcast. So take some time on that question. Who are the two or three people in your life who do that for you? So that's all 10. Again, I hope you could just run through this on your jog and say, well, that was a great show. I think I'll move on now. And there's a dog riding a surfboard on this video. And there's a cat on a Roomba on that video. And there's a new show on Netflix. But I sincerely hope you'll set aside some time and carve out some serious thinking time to look at these questions with the introspection I believe they deserve. And then I want to hear from you. You guys on the YouTube channel, you know what to do. Get down in the pod, in the comments. Like the show, subscribe to the show, share it with your friends. And you guys listening, I guess Spotify's added comments now. The rest of you, hey, hit me up on Twitter. Let me know what you think about this. Love to hear from you guys. Know what you're doing. And please practice the principles of prosperity. Practice the circulation law of prosperity. And share this show with the people in your life. All right, go out. Have an amazing day. I love you guys. Peace. Thanks so much for listening. Do me a favor, please, and practice the circulation law of prosperity by telling your friends about the Power Prosperity Podcast. Please like it, rate it, and share. Peace.